Yo,
yo, yo, yo! What's good?
It sounds like everything is all together.
We back.
It sounds like one.
Lander just makes everything easier.
You can just be at home and have a studio radio ready record.
It gives me a sense of comfort.
It really helped me in a rut when I wasn't able to get my track sounding.
You should know it's your boy Lord, aka L. Dot. We here, we back again.
Lander just gives you that.
If you didn't know, you know now. Dean, what up? We got a special guest for y'all.
Yes, sir. Very, very special guest in the building, man. We got Rude Boy Roscoe in here, man. What's up?
Yo, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Doing real good, man. Thank you for coming on the show, bro.
Oh, for sure. You know, man. You already know.
Appreciate it. We got a lot of topics to cover for today, but real quick, man, let's tell us a little bit about yourself. That was your song that was playing just now, right?
Yeah, that was definitely on. I did like a remix or freestyle over the Taste beat. Yeah.
So like what inspired you to make that, just the beat, or like you just was like feeling it for a moment and just found that to, or you wrote some shit and you just dropped that on it?
It's so funny that you asked me that. Someone asked me that the other day too, but what really was, like, I heard it, and whenever I hear something, I always try to picture my version of it. And Tyga's like a West Coast artist, so I was always in my head, I was like, yo, let me put like some East Coast flavor on that.
I respect that. Yeah. I fuck with doing shit like that too. I even dropped a remix of Snoop joint, nothing but a G thing. I went over that beat too, cause I'm not gonna hold you, West Coast niggas got some of the illest beats, B. And when they do it right, it's always a classic. Like, so that shit is crazy. I respect it. I respect that though, bro.
I love that West Coast sound, man. I'm not gonna lie, as a DJ, it's like one of my go-tos right there. They always gotta play some West Coast hits.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta be.
But let's get into the topics, because Instagram, they don't give us a lot of time. They cut us off after an hour. So we're gonna hop right into it. First topic we got is the Migos. And shout out to everybody that's in the chat too. Hold on, I'm skipping stuff. Yo, Lord, I'm skipping stuff, man.
Oh shit. Yeah, we definitely skipped something.
I'm getting excited over here. First thing I want to do is shout out everybody from last week. Shout out everybody.
Yes. Yeah, and we do this for y'all. So, you know.
Absolutely.
Got to show appreciation.
Participants from last week. If I mess y'all names up, mess y'all handles, don't get mad at me, whatever. So, I want to shout out Zion Alexandra, Socio Trap, and Shaz Lovin. All y'all were our top participants last week. Really appreciate y'all. And I also want to give a special shout out to the top Quality Time Rewards. If y'all don't know what that is, yeah, Quality Time gives away stuff to y'all, man. Which, follow us on Twitch. 10 minutes equals 10 tokens.
Look at that beautiful graphic right there. Who remembers Super Mario?
Yeah, we're doing this for y'all. So shout out to Apricot, Droop Fruit, and Slow Call. All of y'all.
Apricot, Droop Fruit is love us. Respect, Brody. Nah. And shout out. Yo. Competition already. Yeah, I respect it. I love it. We see you. Yo, but tune in Wednesday, CC and Tia. You know what they talking about, sex, baby. but it's lit. It's lit. Tune in, though. It's definitely a nice show.
So shout out to all you guys and everybody that's in the chat right now. I see all of y'all. So let's get into it. So the past couple of months, every individual member has released their own project. Into it, I want to know y'all opinions. Did y'all get a chance to actually listen to each of those projects?
Be honest with you, bro. Nah.
Yo, I'm not gonna hold you. I listened to For the Culture. You feel me? But as far as I feel like I listened to what's this name, Quavo shit too. You feel me? But a long time ago, that been dropped, right?
So I
listened to part of that too, and I mean, I like the For the Culture joint. I'm not gonna hold you, I like that he was really like trying to do it for his kids and like the way he went about it. And like, I'm not gonna hold you to really even the intro song, even the way he started it, because you have to really feel like people give a fuck about you and about your family type of song, you feel me, and have the courage to put that out. So I respect it, and I mean, more power to him. Like, he's trying to like mature through the game the right way. Hopefully the next step, you know, propels his career even further like Jay did. But if not, I mean, He got Cardi, and he's done a lot. He's done enough. Enough by now. Shout out, Nick Loves the Cool Kids. We see you. Shout out, Naturally Shay, Julian Jackson, XO Nay XO. Thank you for tuning in. Everybody that just hopped in, yo, share it. Let your friends know. Jump in on Twitch. If you don't know what Twitch is, it's another streaming platform. Watch on Twitch. You can earn quality time rewards points. Don't ever forget that. That's where it's at. But yeah, back to the topic.
I want to go to what Roscoe just said too. He was like, he didn't even listen to it. I thought that was interesting because it's like there was excited to hear about the Migos' album. Like, shouldn't we be excited if they're dropping solo albums?
That's the whole thing. I don't know, like, they don't really have a core from what I identify them with, they don't really have like a core fan base. No.
So what do you think? It's like hype.
I feel like, you know, I mean, they make like hot music, but it's like, I don't know, would you like, you can't put them in the same category as I guess you would put like J. Cole or like Kendrick or like,
nah, totally. Right.
Hell no, not they, even close.
They make kind of like what you call like microwave music.
Mm-hmm. Respect. What Chris Brown said, if you don't get your umbop, nah, he ain't say umbop. That's disrespect. Nigga say hit. Shout out to Hanson, nigga.
Look classic.
He said, if you don't get your, I don't even remember. Fuck, what song? One of them old school. Oh, he said a hip hop, hibbity, that shit. You feel me? So I get you. Yeah, you remember Chris Brown. Wait, first and foremost, I wonder why Offset never responded. Did he respond to that? Because Chris Brown went after his soul. Like, that nigga tried to reap that nigga, bro. Like, that shit was crazy.
Pootie Tang?
Yo.
See that.
I think
you got a good point. You know, it's microwave music, and as we know, microwave stuff don't last long. It's not the same as getting the oxtail at Rice and Peas. You feel me?
Big facts, nigga. Big Sunday morning dinner. Mm-hmm.
Showing up on Sunday, they got microwave pizza. You know, you gonna be tight.
You getting a box from somebody.
Hey, listen, no real Caribbean shit. Household, no Caribbean facts. Household at all. So now we're seeing this pattern. Like, first off, Culture, they ever put out was amazing. I was like, Culture One, right? That was the name of it. Yeah. So that album was great. But then once they released Culture Two, I kind of felt like I felt like it was just leftovers of, like, I didn't hear anything new.
No.
And then they went on this whole new thing where they're like, we're going to create our own albums each. And as I listened to each album, I was waiting. It felt like I was waiting for the other members to hop in on each album.
Yeah. Well, I mean, back to what you were saying, a lot of people don't know, but Culture 1 and Culture 2 was A&R by two separate people, right? So, Culture 1 is A&R by Leo Cohen. And he runs everything over at YouTube Music now. That's the same person that Dame Dash is going off about calling him a culture vulture, and then he apologized. Nah,
Leo Korn, man, that nigga got tentacles in the game. That shit's crazy, bro.
Yeah, but as far as putting a private, he knows what he's doing, I guess, in that sense. Because if you rate Culture 1 so much higher than Culture 2, Culture 2, Leo Korn had nothing to do with that project. So that's one thing. Because what Q, you know, the guy who runs Quality Control, what he's really trying to do, he's just trying to flood the market. So what they're really doing is they're oversaturating the game, and they're just putting more and more music out, and they're not really taking their time with the music. And then I feel as when you come in as a group, it like covers up each individual artist's weaknesses. So if you hear them all together, you don't really get to hear them apart. So you can't really see, all right, what's his flaw and what's his flaw. But like, then when you separate them and you divide them, then you can pick them apart and be like, oh, wow, well, if this nigga's on the track by himself, it's not as entertaining.
Wow.
That's real. Wow. That's real.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to hate on nobody. Like, when I go to the club, I love to hear their music. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But, you know, they make music. They, like I said, they make hot music. Like, I don't think anybody's going to go back, you know, 10 years from now and listen to Culture too.
I agree. And in the chat, what we got going on? We got a couple of people in the chat. Shaw says that she agrees with you. She agrees. So I think it's a good point that you brought up with the whole hear each other's flaws. Now that I hear it by itself, to me, I'm like, wow, like,
I mean,
there's a lot of stuff that's missing on here.
That's the thing about a group. A group is supposed to put a bunch of individuals together so that they can shine brighter, right? Like, nobody's really checking for Michelle of Destiny's Child.
Sheesh. Damn.
I'm not trying to throw shade at nobody.
I hear you, because it's crazy, because it's true.
I don't want to sound like that hating ass nigga. I'm not hating on nobody. Like, you know, that's
one thing we gotta stop, bro. If the truth is the truth, we gotta just accept it for what it is and stop looking at shit like it's hate, bro. It's not hate, it's facts. Nobody is looking for her. I mean, somebody looking for her, but we understand what you mean on the scale as far as Kelly and Beyonce.
But everybody can be a star on their own. Like, some people,
hell no,
they just role players. Everybody can be a franchise player.
Big facts.
That's a better way to look at it. Like, some people come off the bench and they put a couple, you know, they do what they got to do. And then some, you know, one person is the star player. And, you know, that's what it is. That's really what it is.
Yeah. I mean, not everybody's Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Somebody
got to be Tito.
So who's Michael with Amigos?
I don't think there's any. In my opinion, I don't think there's any.
Yeah, I would say that they if you had to choose one, like, off of, like, personality, probably Quavo. Because, like, in his commercials and all of that, he has, like, the most charisma and all of that. But, like, as far as in terms of the music, I don't know. I'm not engaged in them that much as everyone else. So I can't. Yeah.
My bad.
We got some stuff going on in the chat.
I was going to say, anybody in the chat know?
Not going on. And shout out on Streamlabs, Jasmine Cash. Thank you for following. Appreciate you.
Yes. Shout out.
Shy says there's nothing special about each of them as an individual, which kind of sucks. A lot of people agreeing with you, Roscoe. You got a lot of people saying, you're not a hater. You speak the facts. Takeoff weakness is hooks. Quavo says, Jesus, what's up, man? Thanks for tuning in.
Yo, facts. What up, Brody? Rim Cash, what's goody?
So Jesus says, Takeoff weakness is hooks. Quavo is verses, and Offset is the median. Shy says, each member of Destiny's Child has something special about them, so stop comparing them.
I knew it was going to come. I knew it was going to come.
Facts.
Naturally, somebody got to be Tito.
I'm not Tito. Highly Faith says they do not speak on real world things. And I mean, matter of fact, that's great that you brought that up, because I was wondering, like, you know how the game, like, we used to be the reporters for the hood. You feel what I'm saying? We would be the one that relay what's going on. So I'm like, does that even matter anymore? Like, are these kids even looking for that shit? Or people in general, are they even looking for that? Or they just want you to make up whatever? Because you look at a culture where somebody like a Tekashi 6ix9ine could thrive, and you got to think, like, are there any values anymore? You feel what I'm saying? When it comes to it, that shit is crazy.
I think you're right. When we talked about it with DJ Fame, I don't think it's a matter of what people are saying. I think it's the way how you feel. Mm. Like, you look at somebody like Juice WRLD, and you listen to Lucid Dreams, a super lyrical song, but the song has deep meaning in it. You know, I think that's the culture where we're shifting towards. We're kind of saying less is more.
Nah, I feel
chat, you. I see to my left, I just see the chat jumping right now.
Word.
Josh says, Michelle added the gospel soul. Jelly.
Kelly. Kelly.
He was the soul. I said it again. Kelly was the soft, jazzy sound, and Beyonce was the sexy, sexy diva one. Highly Faith says, I'm tired of hearing rappers speaking on shooting each other, drugs and fucking other men.
Hey, hand claps to that. Hand claps to that one. King chases queen, what's up? We see you. Shy says, and they all contributed to making that group great. People still want to hear an album from them or want to see them perform together again. That's facts. You do. Come on, you going to go see Destiny's Child. Highly Faith says, rappers do not realize how much influence on this generation that they have, I'm guessing. CeCe says, they don't care about what they're saying as long as you get a banging beat and a crazy hook is lit in this generation. But I mean, is it only this generation? Because Poopity Scoop was made by Kanye. You feel me? So, like, is it only kids from this generation that's on that wave? And let's keep it about this song's back in the day that wasn't the most lyrical, but the beat was fire, and we bumped to that shit. Like, I was gonna say Annie Up. Like, Annie Up, not super lyrical. They just talking about cutting niggas, cut that fool, gun butt that fool. Like, but Nick, you that come on in the club or any niggas is getting hype. You feel me? So, word, it depends. Shy says Migos are cool, but how long they gonna last? And that's what we discussing right here. Mm-hmm. King Chase's Queen says Kanye lost his way. Another discussion.
Let's get into that question. Like, all right, so now we have projects from the Migos Culture 1 and 2. We have an individual project from after Migos said, and after everything we're talking about in the chat, do you guys think that career is still left ahead of them? Or are they going to get forgotten about?
I feel like they might have one more project in them, but they'll never peak as high as they did before. Like, they already have reached their peak. Mm. Got enough momentum to put one more project together, and then that's pretty much going to make or break how much further they go. Like, their next project got to be their best project.
I respect that. Yeah. Damn, I don't know. Because you never know. They might be able to reinvent themselves and come back out with some, like, shit you never expected.
Nah, they not even the reinvent type, bro. I mean, their content is pretty much the same. I mean, like I said, I didn't listen to the new stuff, but like from what I've heard from them, like they singles and whatever one listens to, like it's all the same thing, like over and over.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you got to understand that niche that they have, or like that demographic or audience, whatever you want to call that they cater to, it's filled by a lot of people. So like that's why I said it's hot, because it's like the same people that listen to them listen to Future. So as soon as Future get popping again, like if you notice the whole time they was popping, Future was quiet. Coming out, it's coming back out right now. Future's about to make a run. So he got his documentary coming out, he just dropped his project. Like, he got a lot of stuff cooking up right now. Like, they, like certain artists, they can't coexist at the same time, so they take turns.
No, I feel you. And labels do that, too, because they know that same shit. It's a formula to all of this shit.
Exactly. So, like, as you start to see the Migos quiet down a little, you'll start to see Future go up. Like, that's how I noticed that, like, for the last couple of years.
I hope that shit work for Designer if that's the case, because that nigga needs. I like Designer energy, bro. Like, I hope to see him on. I feel like mission a power. I feel like he would help a lot of people out. But then again, I don't know. That nigga could be the devil.
Yo, or like the anti-Kobe. The problem is, good music's not pushing his music. Like, let's keep it a buck. He dropped a whole album last year and nobody knew. In my opinion, was the best album out of that whole next to Face. Forgot her name.
Who? Jesus. Cardi? Not Cardi.
For the whole good music rollout. The second best album on that rollout, and nobody pushed it.
Wait, who had the first?
Pusha.
Oh, Pusha T?
How you going? Wait, he wait. Said Tiana Taylor.
I forgot about
Pusha. How you forget?
Nah, you're wild.
He's a wild boy.
Daytona got it, bro.
Nah, Daytona is going to be a classic. Like,
if
give
you
that a
know,
go.
You know.
If you know, big facts, yo. Yo, nah. Yo, in the chat jumping. Holly Faye says there are 30 to 40-year-olds trying to be young, and Kanye is greatness, and he's just going... I respect. Shy says, in this business, you have to learn how to reinvent yourself to stay relevant. Facts. Jesus, they style of rap still hasn't run its course yet. You mean Migos, right? If so, you explain why you feel that way, bro. King Chase's Queen, Migos is not real hip-hop. Sorry, they just got good beats. Shy, facts. Highly fave, facts. Good beats and them ad-libs, however you spell it. Respect. King Chase's Queen, I don't understand them at all. Damn. CC Baby says exactly. Highly Fave says LMA Tink. Okay, she naming some competition. Respect. They'll never win a Grammy. Damn. Nah, that's not true, because 3-6 Mafia won a Grammy, didn't they?
I believe so.
For Hustle and Flow or Hard Out Here for a Pimp. No, I'm bugging.
Nah.
It was I
Somebody, some.
It was definitely because Juicy J has a Grammy. You feel what I'm saying? He definitely does. But King Chase's Queen, they will never win a Grammy. Okay, Highly Fave, Tiana, Shy, they sound like they beatboxing when they rap. Damn. Jesus says, Almighty Push, big fact. Shy, stop King Chase's Queen. LOL, think positive, karma, bitch. Wow. Jesus, yeah, I meant the Migos, and because they not fading out, they just taking a break. So you think they just hibernating, I guess. Which is understandable. Technically, they could be, because like we just said, there's a schedule to this shit, there's a plan to this shit, so they might have fell back off the scene. You know, they call it strategic retreat or whatever, so they just gonna pop back up later. You never know. We'll see, though.
Reinvent yourself, like Roscoe said, you definitely gotta reinvent yourself. And speaking of reinventing, man, about this new world of streaming, first thing I want to do is put up this post that I saw. Wow, this kind of makes a lot of sense. And it was a picture of NBA YoungBoy, and I did not know this. Shout out to Say Cheese Digital. And for the third straight week, NBA YoungBoy is the most viewed male artist on YouTube. Million streams this week. Two people, in case you're wondering, is XXXTentacion at 35 mil and YNW Melly at mil. So both other two are at 35. So he's almost doubling what they're at. NBA YoungBoy is currently the king of YouTube. He might not sell the most records, but his music videos are the most watched. Especially both you guys being artists, I want to know your take on it. What would you rather? Would you rather the sales?
You was explaining something earlier. Explain that for the people, Brody.
All right. Well, I guess it depends what your ultimate goal is, but they both offer different things. So it depends on, like, I guess the stage of your career. Like, streams is cool if you have, like, a trendy following, right? Because you got to think about it. Streams, nobody's actually paying to listen to your thing. So it's easier to draw people in with streams. Because if you have album sales, they have to spend a whole $10 and they don't know you like that. So if you have a core following, then sales is way better because this consumers the money in your pocket. Like, I've done streams, right? I did 1 million streams before. 1 million streams only get you 2 G's. But you know how hard it is to get 1 million streams for an artist that's on the come up?
That's true.
So, you know, like, so it, like, if you're already on, like, NBA YoungBoy, then streams is definitely, you know, but if you're like a upcoming artist and you're just doing shows and, you know, like in the beginning, back in the day, people would sell CDs out their trunk, right? So when you on the come up and people don't know you like that yet, then sales, I would say, is the best way to go. Because if you're just doing a couple thousand streams, that's crumbs. Like, that's nothing. That's like $10. What you going to do with that? Go to McDonald's.
Right.
Like, I mean, you can't even reinvest that into your music. So on a large scale, streams is dope. But I think on a small scale, sales is better.
Right, right. Definitely. Definitely. And I honestly agree with that too, because if you're a large scale artist, the streams definitely is gonna play more to your favor. And if you're independent or like you're a smaller artist, you would have to know different ways to break into that lane. Like if you even look it up, like there's something called a pump plan now. You feel me? Where there's an exact structure on how you get into the game based off getting your stream numbers up. That's the most I'm gonna say, you feel me? But like there's different methods you could attack it. And if you, like you said, with NBA, with millions of followers and shit, all them streams is gonna matter. But like 2,000-5,000 followers, the streams that they give you ain't gonna matter long term. But I mean, it's all how you attack the game, you feel me? And or what your end goal is, because some niggas is comfortable with a little bit of streams, but they got a nice core following so that when they go touring or when they go do a show, they can make up on the back end, you feel me? They can make that bread back, like from merch or from whatever, because you got your cult following now. Them niggas that's gonna spend the bread because they know you putting the music out there for free. Look at like fucking Currency. Like Currency came up dropping a mixtape every month for like 10 months, I believe, 10, 11 months for a year, you feel me? And that built him a core following. Now, whenever he tours, he started his own clothing line, Jet Life. he created a whole new like fashion sense for stoner niggas. You feel what I'm saying? Like that shit definitely plays out, and that came from organic grassroots shit, not following that first and then just taking off that way. And I feel like, honestly, me personally, I feel like it's better to do it the grassroots way, just because those are the people that's going to defend you to the death. You feel me? Like, you see how you got some motherfuckers. Well, bad example. I'm not going to go there. No, forget it. Continue, bro. I'm not going to do that to myself. Not in this year.
What you got going on? King Chase's queen is going. Oh, man, I don't know what's happening right now.
Like,
you don't know shit about music. Wow. And Miss CeCe agrees. Need a good following. Whether you are trash or not, you still gonna win. And Shaw says, "Damn, I'm doing bad." Then King Chase's queen not winning a Grammy either.
Yo, she's killing everybody's dream. Shit.
Wow.
So who winning a Grammy then? Who's supposed to win a Grammy?
Something like Beyonce.
I was gonna say Cardi. Yo, Scoop, what's goodie? We see you, Brody. Thanks for tuning in.
But no, I agree with both of you guys. You know, there's I like what Roscoe was saying about it depends on where you are. I think, in my opinion, I look at streams over sales as leverage. Streams you have, the more leverage you have, then the amount of sales that you have. All right, yeah, you can make a lot of money from the music, but if you're controlling, if you have everybody's attention, you can do a lot more. Like you said, you could have a show and sell an arena out, SOBs out. You could sell, I'm trying to think of somebody who's done it recently that sold out and nobody's even really heard of. But it happens where nobody knows about these artists, SOBs. So that's why I'm looking at it as I look at the streams as clout. You have the more numbers you have, the more clout you have compared to the sales. But obviously, we all want the money. We all want to get dated from it. Like you said, $10 ain't nothing. You can't yourself when it comes to the music. That can't even get you hours. So you know, I think there's arguments on both sides.
And it also, in that sense, it also depends on the artist, because like a nigga like Blueface don't even know what contract he in, so he clearly don't care about the money. He care about the hype, the clout, and the stream. So like it also depends on your mentality or just a human and what you want for yourself. You feel me? But to the chat. Wait, my bad.
Oh, now go ahead. Go ahead. You good?
All right. To the chat, Majin Scoop. Majin Scoop, what's good, y'all? Respect, Brody. Feel like sales show. I actually wanted to hear your music enough. I willingly purchased it. Sometimes you stream songs because you're not paying attention. Respect. King Chase's queen says J. Cole need a Grammy ASAP. Shy says you gotta sell ass and troll to get attention. Facts, or have purple hair and tats on your grill and shit. Like, boy, Shy. And then they oversaturate the radio with mad rappers who sounded like Lord Blue. King Chase's queen says Lord Blueface, another trash artist. All right, so what are y'all solutions? What are y'all remedies to the problems of like the fact that we feel nowadays you gotta sell ass and troll to get on, or you gotta be on Love and Hip Hop, or you gotta be on Black Ink, or you gotta wild out beat? Most of these niggas ain't even like that in real life.
Honestly, I'm gonna keep it a buck on what I think. I think that's just what's happening now, and I think you have to do it, and we have to adapt to it. The most we can do is change the way of it being negative and start doing. Like, we don't need reality shows about black people arguing and smacking each other up every
right.
episode. Why don't we have a reality show about like giving back, like we talked about last week? Why don't we got a show about that?
You know,
like,
what? You know who's gonna have a reality show about giving back? Quality Time Network coming soon. But you know what's funny? You know what's funny? Now that you said that, I seen a post the other day, and it was like, "Yo, take Love and Hip Hop and give us back." What was the name of that show when niggas about college on BET?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
they was like, take
College
Hill. Take Love and Hip Hop and give College Hill back. At least some niggas went to school, like, and facts, because at least they went to school. Like, you feel me? Like, they was turning the fuck up, but they went to class in the morning, so.
But at least it gave the youth an idea of college where you stood and you were like, yo, I want to go to college. I want to go to school.
We had
and
that.
And I'm not even for colleges. And, I'm not right, even for right, but I'll right. say that we need something like
and
that.
And we had that because you look at Martin and Fresh Prince and all that. Them niggas was always rocking HBCU gear, always talking about school, always, you feel me? Some shit like that. Like, they showed up. That's why I love shows like that, because they really showed you how to grow up as a minority within, not even just a black person, as a minority within America. But we are so far from streams and sales.
Nah, I mean, it's kind of on the same toe, because like I was saying, adapt to this new thing of streaming. We have to adapt to it. You're saying, oh, I don't like streams, or I don't like the purple haired and clout chasing. I mean, that's what works. So, and you continue to do it, but you just do it in a different way. You don't have to, you could get the same ingredients, but you don't have to make the same dish.
But do you really think, hold on, to the chat. I'm a whole lot though, to the chat. Shy says, and if you don't sound like them, you're considered not in. It's a popularity thing. Spoiler, what's up? We see you. Scoop says, Blueface, baby. Shy, I don't know, honestly, but I can't say I'm scared to see what's next. Yeah, facts. Cupcakes, well, I'm going to agree. Make reality shows positive. Yes, I'm here for it. King chases queen. People want to see drama. Shy. People don't find it entertaining when you're doing something good. Drama sells. CC says drama sells. Facts. King Chase Queen, LOL, they were fighting on there too. Right, they were fighting, but they still got their edumacation in the morning. So fuck it. Sometimes a fist is the best teacher. But, real shit though. But Shaw says everyone is programmed to be into things that are negative. King Chase Queen. Nowadays, you need platforms. It's all about how many followers you have, period. Yep. Yo, Africa, we see you, Brody. What's goodie? Out King Africa Mag Page. Yo, we support black businesses. Go check his shit out. Niggas funny as fuck. He got his own gear. He do promo. Check his shit. That's all I'm going to say. I shouldn't even have to say much. But he says, yo, man's just got off work. Wagwan. Yes, Aya. Brooklyn in the building, heard you. King chases queens. Streams is what's popping now, unfortunately. King Africa Mac, I say streams, by the way. Streams, explain. Moving forward, life myself. King chases queen. Nobody talked about their education on there. Stop killing College Hill.
I don't even know if they graduated.
Right, at least college was in the name, god damn it. Like, you feel me? Like, Jesus, Tony Montana, thank you for tuning in. We appreciate that. Hopefully you come back every week. And our business opportunities available. Like I said, we're going to be reaching out to niggas. King Chase's Queen. We don't even know if they all graduated. Damn, Miss Cece. I never saw a graduate. All
right, we're going to stop talking in a bad shit. Forget it.
Thank you. Jeez. How about we make the new college? How about that?
Let's go back to what King Africa Max says. He says streams is unlimited money, never ending.
Explain, bro. Explain for the people who don't understand in layman's terms.
Yes, so and in a position of NBA YoungBoy, right? So 80 million streams going on, right? And I don't know how much money he got, but he got a lot of streams. You guys feel that there's more opportunity for him now having more streams than the amount of money that he would have?
Oh, his mental, bro. No? You talking about YoungBoy?
Yeah.
Too, bro. Because you can have the biggest platform in the world, but if you don't know how to utilize it properly, then you failed. Sorry to go back to him again. And trust me, I'm very pro. But look how dark I am, my nigga. Melanin power, nigga. But Kaepernick, like, once again, yeah, he got the platform because he was playing football. But as far as executing it properly, he failed. You know what's funny? I was coming home today and I was talking to my mans about this shit. And I just heard on the radio. No, I was watching Joe Budden's podcast. Culture. And they was talking about the shit. And they were saying Kaepernick settled. I knew he settled. He settled in this undisclosed amount and this, that, and the third. And now people are to not have to disclose it. And some people are tight. And I'm like, wait, hold on. How did this shit become about his money and him getting paid? Wasn't it about police brutality? And then even if you want to look at it like that, and it's like, all right, it evolved from that to being about him because he got blackballed from the league. So, okay, we were fighting to get that nigga on a football team. Now it's not even about that. It's about him getting paid. When the fuck did this protest become about us capping for Cap? You feel what I'm saying? For his pockets. So I don't know. Shit gets spooky.
Yeah,
bro.
100%. So to the chat.
To the chat. Did these rappers graduate? Respect. They got the platform.
We're listening to high school drop. Actually, Lil Pump is a Harvard dropout. If you haven't listened to the album, it's actually really good.
Yeah, Lil Pump. Good job.
I enjoyed it. I am endorsing Lil Pump on Quality Tide TV. DJ Deem is endorsing Lil Pump.
Oh, my God. Don't worry. We got post edits.
Says, once you get a sale 10 years from now, who buying that again? $10, one sale for one day, but 50 cents for five cents a year forever? Oh, I get what he's saying. I see what he's saying.
50 cents to $5 a year forever.
Forever, respect. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. True. And depending on how much people you got, that's $5 from each.
Have out.
You'll do the months. My Chris Brown album was like 836,000 songs. Like, so, because he knew what he was doing.
It makes sense because I mean, Roscoe said it's hard to get a million streams. It's hard to get that. I could imagine like what you got to go through, the amount of promo, the amount of exposure, all of that stuff. It takes time, it takes effort, it takes work. But once and you get that momentum and you keep pushing on the streaming platforms.
Right.
At any point in time, people and like somebody said earlier, you could listen to somebody's song by accident. That blew up. On the Good Friday's release, because his song came on after one of the songs on Good Friday.
Yo, trust me, I understand, because like this nigga Roscoe said, he got millions. I ain't touched millions yet, but I done had thousands of fucking streams, and nigga, that's about like $10, nigga. Like, so it really fucking matters. It matters a lot. Like, it matters a whole fucking lot. Yo, but in the chat, bro, I lost the comment, so you probably gonna have to read.
I think Roscoe was about to say something too.
Okay. Yeah, I was just gonna add on to what y'all was saying. Like, that cat Russ.
Russ, I respect Russ like as fuck. Hold on. Shout out Naturally Shan J Stacks. We see you. Thanks for tuning in. But go ahead, Brody.
Yeah, like Russ is an example of how streams, you know, could play in your favor. Russ has like literally not like nothing on the radio, and he gets millions of streams because he put out multiple projects and they didn't catch on at first. But when they did catch on, then people would go back and listen to the first one. And then he was getting like, he had like, I think he has like 10 projects, maybe something like that. 10 projects. So like, even if you project, you went back and listened to the first 8. And that shit just blew him out of the water. Now he's like you said, you could sell out arenas. Like he wasn't getting sales, but he was getting streams, and now he's selling out arenas, and he don't even got music on the radio.
Yeah, now I respect it.
There's artists on the radio that can't sell out arenas. You know?
Oh,
facts.
I need my sound effects,
facts.
Man.
Bro, we got those coming soon. But that's big.
I need my sound effects, man. Nah, I needed like a flex bomb or something right there.
That ass.
A good example, XX Tentacion. I mean, before he passed, the dude was had the streams, was pulling up, but he had no radios backing him. He had no DJs backing him. Nobody was really behind the kid pushing him, but yet he can have all of these streams online for fan base. Really enjoyed him as an artist, and just him overall was great.
And a lot of it, you also gotta remember, like, the stream shit, honestly, this day and age, streams matter, bro, because matter of fact, I ain't gonna get the juice away, but there's plenty of ways that you could just throw some bread towards something and get your numbers up there. And I don't mean like fake numbers. I mean like you get it in a place where people have to listen. You feel what I'm saying? And you could get your numbers up like that. And a lot of people be manipulating the game like that. But at the same time, the Kennedys were bootleggers and then became presidents and politicians. You feel me? So it's like you got to use what you got to get what you need. And I respect it. I really respect it. And a nigga like Russ, shit, I'm sure he you feel me, had to do some bandula shit to get to where he at. Because no man is an island and nobody does it by themselves. You feel me? So, this game is wicked, B. It's wicked. All about your bread.
The chat, what we got going on in here? I see that it's jumping.
Yes, yes.
Let's see. So, King Chaser says he failed because of the white man. They weren't paying after they blackballed. That's that white power. I'm not sure who she's talking about.
She's talking about Kaepernick.
And then she goes, who is Lil Pump? Okay.
Wow. Jesus. All right. Beam.
All right. Okay. All right. King Afrin Max says, I made $100 on a song I streamed last year. A song I dropped in 2013 with sales. That's not possible. If you focus on getting streams, you can make money. Russ father, music exec, though. Just saying. And he gives the eyeball.
Oh, okay. Damn. Is Russell, you heard how his name became Russell. Is Russell white? Is Russell one of them people?
Russell's. Yeah, he's one of those guys.
Okay, mm-hmm. No.
You gotta give it up to that kid's work ethic. If I remember correctly,
all right, cool.
He was dropping a song every single day for about a year. Hey, that ain't easy, man.
I respect his work ethic, but if your dad is a music exec, like, come on.
Yeah, nah, it's not a coincidence he's where he's at. Not me.
Come on, bro. No hate, though. Get it how you live. At the end of the day, there's enough chicken out here for all of us to eat. We just got to be able to get it.
Word.
Shot
says, I'm about to buy 20 computers and play my music all day, every day. Yo, at the end of the day, life is just a game and everybody's just trying to win.
Life is a game. There's cheat codes in games. Yes. And there's cheat codes in life. If I trademarked that shit. Fuck all that. I don't want to hear nobody else saying that. You got to pay me. Now let me stop. Is Russ an industry plant? Not like Tekashi, huh? Talk about it. Nah, chill. I feel like Tekashi was a plant, bro. Like the way how they took them niggas down on non-trade. Really, bro, that nigga had to be a plant, and now he's going into witness protection pro with tats on his face. Come on, bro, what they gonna do? Give him a new face, nigga? This ain't going in 60 seconds. Bro, come on, like, yo,
he's on his face.
come on.
His name to David.
David, let me see. Shy says, about to set up a stream house. You stupid. Child may work. Look at y'all over here colluding and shit to defraud the music industry.
I'm snitching.
Nah, Miss CC baby. Laughing myself. They Japanese stream players. That's what Africa said. Sherry, we see you. Thank you for tuning in. Yo, Sherry. Honestly, we might have you on as a guest soon. Just keep tuning in. I'll talk to you about it later. Shaija says I could charge people to stream their music. Wow, look at her trying to, matter of fact, get your money. Nah, fuck that. Get your money. Get all the monies. Africa says, that's what these Chinese rappers be doing. You think so? Because it's a lot of them niggas. I don't think.
I'm sorry. You gonna get us kicked off.
I'm sorry. Hold on. King Chase Queens, there's so much money out here, yo. Facts. Sha says, I'm on to something, I think. I think you might be. Keep looking into that. Research. Google's our friend. Tekashi and Blueface are plants, bro. Jesus. Explain, bro. King Chase's Queen. Tekashi could have. Wow. King Africa, I need to be on Quality Time again soon and talk on this shit, man. Nigga, you know the door's always open, bro. It's not even a question, bro. Tekashi made so much money. oh, Tekashi could have made so much money. King chases queen. Funny that you said that, because that's why Flex was saying nobody was ever going to kill Tekashi, because they like, you're worth more alive than dead. Like, nobody's going to do that. And that's crazy. That's when you know you really somebody, bitch. Like, I'm, damn, my bad. I feel bad. I feel bad for the kid, yo. Nigga, Shaisha. Yo, I'll pronounce, I said what I said, God damn it. The ex-chairman, what's the topic? Sosa man voice. Streams or sales, which one you think is better, bro? Streams or sales? Yo, invite your friends. And don't forget, once again, tell them to watch on Twitch. You could get points. Check the leaderboard. We're going to throw that shit up at the end. But the leaderboard is jumping right now. Niggas is in competition. And y'all stand to win. So let your friends know. Let your grandma, your auntie, your sister, cousin, twice removed, third on the side. Everybody. King Africa Mac videos and articles on stream plants. Oh, wow. On some hidden knowledge in this shit. Like, wow.
They're always dropping them. They appreciate you, bro. For real.
Word. King chases queen. It's like everyone can get a good record deal if you get a lot of streams. The ex-chairman, y'all got to keep an eye on these new stream apps coming out. They cutting out the middleman. Explain, bro. Explain. But and somebody shot.
We got to move to the next.
The crowd. The crowd lit today.
Shout out to everybody that's tuned in right now. We appreciate it, one of y'all. But, because this is something else that I saw a couple younger artists talking about, something that's been going on for a while, and it's talk about our 90s rappers underrated.
Oh my God.
The discussion was that Tupac was overrated. I'm sorry, I said underrated. That Tupac was overrated. And this argument comes together over and over again about the best era of music. It was still the building blocks in 2000s, and I agree with that. But I want to know everybody in the crowd, Roscoe, what do y'all think? Roscoe, what is your take on it? Do you think that 90s rappers are overrated? What do you think is the golden era of?
I mean, it's really all perspective. For me, personally, I would probably say 90s is, because you got to understand 90s is the last era before internet integration. And, you know, internet, it changed the music industry. Over-commercialized it. So like, that's like the last, that was like the last chapter before it was a new book. I mean, that's the best way I could put it to you. Like, early 2000s is when everything started to like transfer over into like the computers and online and all of that. Like, the culture itself was like a golden era. It's not just the sound, like it was different back then. Like, you remember, like, you couldn't go on YouTube, so you had to wait until that shit played on Hot 97.
Word.
Like, that's a whole different vibe. Like, niggas don't even understand that. Like, you had to really be there to understand that. Like, I remember, like, the song had so much more replay value, right? You couldn't put it on repeat. You couldn't listen to it a million times on YouTube in a row. You had to wait for that shit to come back on the radio, or you had to dub it, or you had to go find your bootleg man. That changed the whole game. Like, the bootleg man don't even hold no weight now. You feel me? So, like, that era is more than... it's more than just the music. It's the whole atmosphere. It's everything to it. It's like, niggas is outside blasting the music. Know what I mean? It's a whole different vibe. It's different now. Know what I mean? And as far as the talent, if we just want to talk about the talent, I don't think they was overrated. I mean, you got to think about it like this. This generation has so much inspiration because they got so much artists to listen to before them. If you listen to the 90s rappers, the only thing they had before them was the 80s rappers. So there was a lot.
A hip hop.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a lot of growth right there. Because you like, all right, you got to listen to such and such. But who did Biggie get inspired from? Because Biggie, like before Biggie, who sounded like Biggie?
Big facts.
Spoiled with so much content. Like, nothing gets lost anymore. You can go back, you could go stream, you could go onto Tidal or Spotify right now, and you can find anything. You could listen to Michael Jackson, you could listen to Bob Marley, you could listen to nothing gets lost anymore. But at a certain time, like, these things wasn't that easy to get. These things wasn't that easy to grasp onto. So like it was more like an art. It was like an art form. It was like a technique. And like, being able to perfect that shit, like, it's like a real craft. And I mean, back then it was a lot harder to do that.
Yeah.
Like you couldn't stay in your crib with the MacBook and do 1,000 takes.
I feel you. I feel you.
You record on tape.
You had to go on. You had to find a nigga that you had to find an engineer, or producer that was really feeling your shit, and he wanted to take you under his wing. Mm. Like there was steps to this shit before. Now there's no rules.
Mm. Oh my god! And that's what comes with monetization of the craft, bro. Niggas try to find a way to, as you said earlier, microwave the shit, make it microwavable. So it's just wash, rinse, and repeat. Before, like you said, it's a whole different culture. It's a whole different atmosphere. Like even you touched on something that really I felt that right here, because it's like shit used to get lost back in the day. Like legit, there's some arts or works of arts that are completely lost to history, and they probably some of the most fire shit that ever came out. Like there's some freestyle videos that drop nowadays, like even back in the day, the one that had DMX, Big Pun, all them niggas in it. You feel what I'm saying? That we like, wow, that happened. Like you can't get that now no more, because everything is there. And it also just leads to the watering down of the culture itself, because even Mike Rapp was saying it the other day, people don't even give things a chance to digest anymore. It's like as soon as it dropped, niggas be like, yo, that's a classic, that's amazing, that's this, that's that and third. And it's like, why are you doing that? Because you don't even have the attention span to sit and wait and really review it multiple times to break it down fully the way they did before. Why? Because there's a million other things dropping tomorrow. So you gotta reserve some of that memory in your head for the new shit that's coming out tomorrow. And it's like the industry is so saturated, we don't have time to appreciate it anymore. And you gotta some crazy shit to get that appreciation. Now we're starting to appreciate people that could draw our attention away from how saturated the market is, instead of appreciating the actual artists that are putting out good arts of works of art in that that large saturated market. You feel me? And that goes back to people being lazy. They don't want to swim through that big ass ocean of people now to find who's nice. Like you think about back in the day, niggas used to just sit down and listen to new stuff that dropped just to find out like if they like it. I mean, I guess it happens now because you tune into somebody's random playlist, but I don't even think people like that anymore as they used to, as far as saving. Like they probably hear it passing by, or it's just background music in a day-to-day life. Like they don't take the time out to really appreciate the shit. And that's the part that I miss, because no one cares about your words no more. And if that's the case, give the producer all the credit, all the money, all the everything, because nigga, you better bop your way somewhere. You feel what I'm saying? Like, what else you gonna do, my nigga? Like, hum on the shit. Kid Cudi, that bitch.
It's still a classic, though. It's still a classic.
Right, Tekashi.
Scroll up.
You want to jump to the? All right, I'm at the top. I got it. King Africa Max says Tekashi.
We're gonna go through these quick.
Tekashi a plant, because he been signed longer than they put it out. 21 Savage also was an industry plant. It's a bunch. X Chairman, what was going was what was said in the music. Yes, X-Shipman. Okay. King chases queen. I couldn't understand what the hell they were talking about. Africa Mac. And yeah, stream plants are a super real thing. Nigga in my DM said he would do that for me, but I ain't with it. Don't want to get banned from places like Spotify. Oh, you talking about, I hear you. The X-Chairman, Tupac, was revolutionary because he called out big government in the industry. Masisi baby, you can't expect these young kids to understand 90s music. Why can't I? They're not retarded. If anything, they should be smarter than we were when we were younger, because they have way more access than we did. King chases queen. Remember, there was an almanac in a library? Magical place. But King chases queen. Soulja changed it for everybody. LOL, the ex-chairman. I feel we got dudes now who are better than Tupac. The bootleg man turned into bloggers and music shows. Facts, Africa. Naturally, Shay, speak. Middleman, King chases queen, the bootleg. LOL, bootleg is a whole new level. Facts. The ex-chairman, all Tupac did was talk about what was going on in his life. 50% of rappers nowadays do that. 50? That's kind of high, bro. King chases queen, this generation this generation is very creative. These niggas can make a hit off anything. Wow, that's a different take on it. That's an interesting perspective. That.
Like the producers making beats out of anything. Record somebody sneezing, they making a hit rap out of it.
Coin purse dropping on the floor, like, hey,
he did that first.
King African Max says nothing gets lost. Like he said, like I said, without streaming, how I'm gonna make money from a song I dropped 6 years ago? Facts. The ex-chairman, now the real. Was Tupac only relatable? I'm gonna be real. I like Kendrick and Ye better than Tupac. King Chase's Queen says we gotta change the culture. Do anybody miss battle rappers? It was so true. Yo, ex-chairman, expand on that topic that you was talking about. Yeah, that's what King Chase is doing.
I kind of miss hearing that Don DeMarco.
Yo, Don DeMarco, yeah. Facts. Nah, my nigga is Kayshawn. Kayshawn is my favorite battle rapper. Back in the day, it was Sirius Jones. But as far as that, I kind of fell off. I'm not going to hold you. Yeah, Def stuck in the past. Maybe we're just old as fuck, yeah. I ain't old. Fuck that. Miss CC Baby laughed my ass off. And Chase Queen, so much talent out now. That's why it's so much competition. That the shit that Tupac was talking about, we still going through it. Facts. Day Belize, thank you for tuning in. Shy. Maybe it's not them and it's us. We just old. Oh, yeah. I cleaned that up.
There is an age limit on music. Like we all gotta agree with that there is an age limit. And everything Roscoe was saying, because you kind of brought a couple things into my. Like when you said thing to work off of, like you stole somebody's flow back in the day and you was getting, because this was something that somebody created. I don't think people understand that as much when we look at what we have now, because we have access to so much stuff. So, you know, being overrated, they can be overrated because they set a tone, they set a level to follow and do more. So we like that point that you brought up, but we running real close to that time. Got about 2 minutes left. Want to thank you
for
coming on the show.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure.
You dropped some serious gems.
Oh, D, bro, nah, real shit. Thank you for coming on, bro. That was fire. That was really dope.
Yeah, so let everybody know where they can find you at. If you got anything coming up.
I'm putting together an EP. I mean, it's not out now, but if you follow me on IG, you could pre-order it when it's available to pre-order. My IG is nyrude_, and you can check out all of my music at nyrude.com.
And if you guys didn't catch it, his video was actually playing at the beginning of this episode. Once the stream stops, you can actually come back and rewatch it. His video is at the beginning. And shout out to everybody that tuned in today. We appreciate every single one of you guys.
Yes, we do.
In a bag of that quality time rewards. Shout out to everybody.
And we giving out some extra tokens too, because y'all was really turned up in the chat.
Yeah,
yeah.
So who we gonna give it to? We got about 30 seconds. Let's. I got a few.
King
Chase is definitely getting some coins.
King Chase
definitely
Queen. Make a Twitch account. King Chase Queen. We definitely throwing you some free coins. Shy, we throwing you some coins.
We could definitely gotta get some coins. He was dropping some knowledge too.
And ex-chairman, you came in late.
Real quick, DM us once you make your Twitch account. Send us what your follow us, and we'll send them over to you. We'll send you the coins.
Yes.
Because we got like 5 seconds left right now. Y'all, again, we appreciate y'all.
It's your boy Lord.
Got disconnected.
Did we?